Well, we got a new show coming up for you for the Nursing Show to wrap up the year 2016. So if that's what you're looking for, you found it. It's the Nursing Show. Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of The Nursing Show, our podcast for nurses by nurses. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you all for coming in this week at the end of the year and checking out this week's episode. First up in the show this week, we're going to have a look at some information about what we're doing with Heart Association in our final partnership segment of the year, and we'll have more about that later on. We'll also want to get on in and talk with Angela Golden, a nurse practitioner who's helping people understand the challenges handled by people who are obese and what we can do to better support them. Before we get to that, though, I do want to make sure you're getting over to nursingshow.com and checking out all the information and extra links and things over there. We want you to make sure that you follow up on what I talk about in the show each week so you understand how it's applied using your own nursing scope of practice. If you want to get back in touch with me, you can always drop me an email. Just send those emails in to me here to nursingshow@gmail.com. I love to hear from you, and I always respond back to the emails that come in. So send me things. You can send me a comment or a question about an episode. Maybe you have an idea for a future episode. Whatever the case may be, get in touch with me. Send me those emails. I love to get them. Also, a special thank you to Physio Control for being our overall sponsor for this episode, and also the American Heart Association for their continued partnership at the end of the year 2016 as we talk about some important things having to do with resuscitation and CPR quality. That's it. We'll have some more contact information coming up later on in this episode, but let's go ahead and get on into the rest of the show coming right up. You know, a shocking fat-shaming incident took place on social media between doctors following the Obesity Week conference that happened last month. And of all places, it happened between two obesity doctors. A doctor took to Twitter fat-shaming two prestigious obesity researchers and keynote speakers at the conference. Now, healthcare professionals, really, we need to look at this. We need to understand how we manage patients and how we talk about and talk to patients with all kinds of illnesses, and that includes obesity. So I have nurse practitioner and obesity specialist Angie Golden come on the show with me. She's going to talk about things and what she does in her own practice in Arizona. She received her doctor in nursing practice from Arizona State University in Phoenix and has an emphasis in her practice on evidence-based practice and health policy. She's co-authored and authored numerous peer-reviewed articles and chapters in textbooks and is the author and editor of Shaping Policy, Improving Practice column in the Journal for Nurse Practitioners. Check out my interview with Angie about obesity and talking to patients in a calm and understanding way coming up next. Angie, welcome to the Nursing Show, and it's great to have you here on the program. Can you just, why don't we start off by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to become a nurse?
Well, Jamie, thank you for having me. I have been a nurse probably longer than some of your folks have been alive. I became a nurse in 1977 after having the opportunity to explore many healthcare professions through what they call the healthcare boot camp. And I was actually following a physician who kept turning around looking for me and finally came over and said he was going to have me reassigned because every time he turned around, I was following a nurse to see what they were doing. And I remember at the age of 17 saying, "But they're doing such interesting things." And he said, "Yes, I get that. So let's get you reassigned." And from that day forward, nursing has been my passion and my career.
And you moved on from bedside nursing and in the traditional sense to go ahead and get an advanced degree. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
So I did do a lot of different types of nursing in my years as a registered nurse. I was a flight nurse and I did ICU nursing. I did hospice, home care, and then decided that I really wanted to look at, again, other roles. And so I looked at nurse educator. I did do that for a while. And then had the opportunity to work with a nurse practitioner, and I loved what she was doing with her small community. And we were about to transition from a large metropolitan area when my husband retired to a small rural community. And I really liked that idea of being able to provide the service that a nurse practitioner could provide as a family nurse practitioner to the community that I was moving into. And so I went back to school and got my master's degree and became a family nurse practitioner. And eventually went back into teaching as well so that I could teach the next generation of nurse practitioners, and did end up getting my doctoral degree as that went along.
What's it like having your own practice? I know you have your own individual practice as a nurse practitioner. So many nurse practitioners work alongside, say, physicians or in hospital settings as things like that. But, you know, hanging out your shingle, so to speak, is a different kind of experience.
It is. And yet, on the other hand, I think it's what many nurses are doing. They're looking for opportunities to work with patients as partners. And I don't think it's just advanced practice that's doing that. I see that in a lot of nursing roles right now, too. So I think that it parallels that. And it's been a great adventure. It gives me a lot of flexibility to be able to do things that are a little bit different. Of course, in Arizona, I do have a luxury that we have full practice authority. So I don't have any requirement to have any kind of relationship with my physician colleagues. That said, of course, none of us work independently. We're all interdependent on so many of our professional colleagues. So I think that every nurse sets up relationships with their colleagues that they trust, and being in a situation where I can have my own practice and really set it up the way I want it to look, I think that's what's been the greatest advantage to me. And especially now that I have my subspecialty practice in obesity, I can do an hour intake for patients, and there's no one else saying, no, you can't take that long. It's up to me to decide if that's how long I want to take to learn about what my patients have been through and where they need to go, what their journey is going to look like going forward.
And that's a great point to segue into our topic for today, because we're going to be talking about how healthcare professionals and nurses in particular are interacting with obese patients, because there's some evidence out there that we aren't really treating them fairly or approaching them from perhaps the best standpoint to encourage them to achieve a healthier lifestyle.
Well, and I think that it's not just nurses. In fact, the Rudd Center for Obesity shows that there are many studies for all healthcare professionals that are indeed showing that we have both implicit and explicit biases towards patients who are overweight and patients with obesity. And that's for all the professions. It's for nurses, for advanced practice nurses, and for our physician colleagues. In fact, Foster and Wadden found that 50% of primary care physicians had some bias towards patients with obesity. And we've seen at least 11 studies just in the last 4 years that have looked at nurses' attitudes towards patients who are overweight or with obesity, and consistently have found that nurses indeed do have a negative bias towards patients with obesity. And for me, the take-home message with that, Jamie, is that most of us try not to have those biases, and we need to be aware of them. We need to have it out there and open and upfront for ourselves, because if we recognize our bias, then we can work through it. And so I think that that is one of the things that for me has been the most powerful message to get home to people. And, you know, there's even a tool that's been validated that is the Nursing Attitudes Towards Obesity and Obese Patients Scale. And, you know, when they validated a tool that there are people out there saying this is a problem, we need to recognize it and we need to find ways to work through it. And I think that really is what we need to be aware of, because I think as we've looked historically, nurses have always been the ones who've stepped forward and said, doesn't matter what the bias is about a patient, our training, our education is about caring. And we're going to find a way to care for them, and we're going to find a way to work through our biases, and we're going to be there, and we're going to take care of them. And I think the biggest bias that has been found in the majority of these studies is that we harbor the idea that people should just be able to eat better and exercise more. And we know now that obesity is a chronic disease. It's multifactorial. It's got so many different things that are the underlying cause of it. And people have to get past that those of us who have suffered from the chronic disease of obesity, it's more than just eat less and move more. And so it's more than willpower. It's a whole lot more than that. Yes, there are lifestyle therapy interventions that the patient has to do their part in their behavior, just like they do with hypertension and diabetes. It is a chronic disease. And I think once we get more of that education and people, especially nurses and our physician colleagues, begin to learn more about that, and our pre-hospital colleagues begin to learn more about that, then the bias starts to, at least the explicit bias starts to drop away. And then we start to chip away at the implicit bias, the bias that we aren't even aware that we had. And so we start to learn more about that, and we can start to get rid of that as well.
Yeah, it sounds, I mean, you're talking about multifactorial problems that lead to obesity in this chronic disease. And it sounds like it's something that's really tailored for a nursing approach to care because of our ability to look at the whole patient and how we've been educated to come at the approaches and create interventions that can help each individual patient rather than looking at them as just a member of a group and assigning a generic approach. And so I would wonder what you would recommend would be some best practices that nurses can use when helping and managing and talking with even an obese patient.
So I think one of the things that I talk about a lot with nurses, with my advanced practice colleagues and my physician colleagues is to approach this disease like we do diseases like diabetes and hypertension. You know, we make it patient-centered, we make it patient-first language, so it's the patient with diabetes, the patient with hypertension, the patient with obesity, the patient with cancer. We talk about a patient with something so that it does take away even the underlying language that we talk about this disease with. And the other thing that I think was really very powerful this year, at Obesity Week, we had the National Obesity Care Week initiative that had the Take 5 Challenge. And the Take 5 Challenge was really powerful because it really just asked all healthcare professionals to just take 5 minutes to learn how to talk about the disease of obesity. And I think it tailored it about taking 5 minutes to talk about the disease of obesity with their patients. But I also think it's about talking about it with their family members, with their colleagues. And first of all, just the top five things that you can address in a conversation are, first of all, that it's a chronic, complex disease. It's got lots of different factors among us. And many of us have that disease. So keeping that in mind, and that it is very common, I think, all we have to do is look around or look at what's on the news. 2/3 of America suffers from either being overweight or the chronic disease of obesity. Another one is that it's treatable. And I think from a nursing perspective, the very first part of treatment, as with hypertension and diabetes, is that therapeutic lifestyle interventions of helping people learn to eat better and how to be more active. I stay away from that four-letter word of diet, and I stay away from the word exercise, because I think those are words that have been utilized in a negative way. So for my patients, I talk a lot about, how can you be more active? Let's talk about walking a little bit further from the car to wherever you're going. Let's talk about what is it you used to like to do? I have one patient that loved to dance. And so we integrated dance back into her life. And then modest weight loss can go a long way. We've now learned that 5 to 10% of weight loss can make a huge difference in joint pain. Patients can even reduce their reliance on medications for diabetes and hypertension with that much weight loss. So treating the underlying disease of obesity can treat many of these other diseases. So I think that's a reason to just start the conversation with our patients.
You talked about the Take 5 Challenge, and I'm sure there's tons of great resources as well, like the assessment, the self-assessment for nurses to find their biases with obesity. Can you share with us where they might find some resources like that out there that they can start this journey to adjust the way they think about obesity?
So the Rudd Center for Obesity has the implicit association test. And I think that they've got quite a few tests on there, the anti-fat attitudes questionnaire. Some of these are just fascinating when you take them and you see what your score is. You kind of go, whoa, really? I didn't think I had that there. And so it really does help you recognize that. And it also gives you some very interesting language that you can use. The Obesity Action Coalition has some great language information on it that they've taken from patients. They've surveyed patients to say, what's the language you want healthcare professionals to use? And then the National Obesity Care Week, that's the one that has all of the information on the Take 5 Challenge. So that's the website that I would go to for all of the Take 5 Challenge, the National Obesity Care Week.
Excellent. Well, we'll have links to all of that in the show notes for this episode so that people can track those links down and follow up on them. One last question for you. What is that piece of advice in your long nursing career? Maybe you got it from an instructor or early in your career from a mentor nurse that has really served you well in the course of your career with how you manage patients?
I think the one piece of advice that I, to this day, continually use every single day and try to pass on to every student that I have is that always look for new knowledge. Know that every day there's new knowledge out there, and always be looking for new knowledge to add to your knowledge base. Even if it's not knowledge that you think you're going to need tomorrow, always be looking for new knowledge, because there's going to be a patient coming up that needs that from you.
That's going to close out this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I want to thank all of you for checking out the program this week. Make sure you follow up, though, on all of the information you picked up in this episode. Head over to nursingshow.com and check out the episode show notes. There's a link right there at the top of the page. In there are listings for all of the episodes of The Nursing Show. From the most recent one at the top, you can scroll down and go all the way back to the very first episode. But I want you to get the full information there with links to other resources so that you understand how to apply what you hear on the show to your own nursing practice or studies. If you want to get back in touch with me, shoot me an email. You can send that in to nursingshow@gmail.com. I respond back to every email that comes in, and I want to hear from you. So send me your comments, your questions, suggestions, news links. Help support the Nursing Show community with your input. You can also get the Nursing Show email newsletter. There's a link and form right on the right-hand side of the Nursing Show site. So fill out that short form and we'll send you the links to each episode's show notes directly to your email inbox each week. You can also connect with me on social media sites. I'm available there under the handle PodMedic. So you can find me there under twitter.com/PodMedic and facebook.com/PodMedic. So friend or follow me. You can also become a member of the community over on Facebook by liking the Nursing Show Facebook page at facebook.com/nursingshow. Click the like button there and join the conversation on that page. I post other nursing and healthcare articles and pictures on the Nursing Show site throughout the course of each week and over at the Nursing Show page, so check it all out. That's it for me. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. I'll be back with more episodes here of The Nursing Show. Remember, it comes out every Friday for you, so you can wrap up your nursing week. In the meantime, please remember to stay safe and stay tuned here to The Nursing Show.